through the Gospel of John, and we're starting John chapter 3, which we'll look at in four sessions. This first one covers verses 1 through 8. Session 1 is verses 1 through 8, and it's entitled Regeneration. So let's read that passage in John 3, starting with 1. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again," or from above, and that's really important, "unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." We now approach one of the most beautiful and amazing chapters in the entire Bible, at least for me. We have here the most loved and memorized verses in the history of the church. We'll deal with John 3:16 in session 3 as we learn from it and love it for the glory it displays of the only begotten Son of the Father. Also, the simplest form of the plan of salvation is presented in this chapter. Believe in the Son of God is almost as basic and pure as you can get. This truth is repeated 5 times in the chapter as we are told to believe in the Son of God over and over and over. Before I get overwhelmed by this thought, I'd like to tell you about a very outstanding man, a teacher of Israel, a searcher for truth, a man being pursued by the Holy Spirit, a man named Nicodemus. His name means victor or ruler or leader over the people, and indeed he was, as he was a prominent member of the ruling Jewish council, the Sanhedrin. He was a man with a sincere heart, curious, called, and desiring to meet and understand Christ. Like the rest of the Jewish leadership, he does not see that Jesus is the completion, the fulfillment of hundreds of passages in the scriptures readily available to him in the Old Testament. These are passages he has studied and memorized and taught throughout his life, but he is blind to the truth that the fulfillment of these passages is right there teaching in the temple and performing the very miracles predicted hundreds of years before by Isaiah the prophet. He is blind to the truth by misunderstanding of the dual nature of Christ. The Messiah is coming. Christ will come as a suffering servant in Nicodemus' time, and later beyond our present time will come as a victorious King of Kings to establish his reign on earth. These two advents are not clearly seen in the Old Testament scriptures. They are not seen or understood by Nicodemus either, but he is curious and does not jump to critical conclusions as so many in his day do. Interesting enough, the vast majority of men and women in our day follow this same pattern of doubt and criticism, and so we see Nicodemus coming to meet Jesus quietly, without fanfare, by night, alone. He comes with questions, but before he can ask them, Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, tells him, "You must be born again. You must be regenerated. You must be born from above. You have been born in the usual way, but now you must be reborn in a special way." The agent of that rebirth is standing right in front of him and can be known by him. By the way, the agent of your rebirth is near to you as well. He asks only that you will believe him and receive him as Lord and Savior. Christ does the work of salvation for you in your place. You must only believe. You see, you can do nothing to achieve the new birth. He does it all. Nicodemus will realize this as we follow him through the Gospel of John in chapters 7 and 19. What a story this is. We see Nicodemus here coming secretly by night to meet Jesus. He is told a truth which shatters his life. Nicodemus, not only do you not understand what you are teaching, but you must be born from above or you have no hope of eternity in heaven with God the Father. This life-changing truth is true for you as well. Go back to John chapter 1, verse 12, and claim it for your life and for your eternal future. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name. So, Father, what a story this is, where the leading teacher in Israel, a leader of the people, comes to Christ and says, "What? Help me understand what's going on." He's open. He's humble, as best he knows how to be, before this itinerant preacher. He asks to understand truth and to understand what the Lord is teaching. And the Lord says, "You must be born again. We must be born again. We have no other option if we expect to spend eternity with God in heaven." For this is your message to us, Father. For we love you and we desire to serve you and we desire to come to you by faith, because there's no other way we can achieve that. We thank you for that great blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.